Live from the Body, Mind, Spirit Radio Studio, you have just tuned in to the Wendy Power Show. Wendy is a true clairvoyant who has been in practice for over 30 years. She has been on hundreds of TV and radio shows for more than 30 years. She has made many amazing predictions in media that come true. The show covers spiritual topics and, of course, the intuitive cues for your mini readings. Wendy Powers is not only a world-renowned psychic, she is an ordained spiritual Christian minister, radio talk show host, writer, public speaker, spiritual counselor, and a writer for the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine. If you would like a mini reading this morning, call into the station at 646-378-0378 and press number 1 to be part of the show. I suggest you call in now and get into the queue as phone lines fill up quickly with requests for a live psychic mini reading. That number again to call in for a mini reading is 646-378-0378. Here now is one of the most gifted psychic mediums of our time, Wendy Powers.
And have a good morning, everyone. We have a fantastic show, and it's very very tender or deep to my heart. We're going to be talking about spirits and how we go into the light. And I had been through a death experience of my own. In fact, I'm writing a book right now, and it's quite a project to write a book. You know, to hear people, you know, just, you know, say, hey, I wrote a book. But, you know, there's a lot to it. If, you know, you want it to not just read well, but it kind of conjures up memories, at least for my book, of what I had gone through. And I'm dealing with the death experience. I'm dealing with, you know, people that have gone to the other side in the book. And I have a working title, but I'm not going to bring it up yet because it will change, and I don't want to stick that title in your thought process yet. But I had the experience, which was quite amazing. Back in 1986, I had a clot go through my heart and end up in my lung, and it was the size of a quarter. And it was shortly after a second surgery I had to deal with. And I was in the hospital at the time, and it's a very fascinating story because it wasn't just about my death. It was about meeting spirits that were waiting for me when I went through, you know, leaving my body. Now, the fascinating thing about this is that my doctor, Dr. Michael Stewart, the surgeon at the time, was called on cold blue to come to my room, because I was already checked into my room, and it was after the surgery, and I was past all the, you know, checks that she's okay, and stuck me in the room, and, you know, and I didn't even know I had passed on, and come to my side, my core temperature, I was later told, was already down to 72. Now, if anybody knows anything about that, that means you're gone, you're cold, You're unsavable. You're already on the other side. And, you know, he worked feverishly to bring me back. I saw him put the needle up, you know, the cortisone, and he put it in my chest, you know, and didn't feel it, of course, because I was out of my body. And, you know, paddled, you know, used the paddles to bring my heart rate back, and trying desperately for who knows how long. It could have been an eternity in where, from where I was sitting. And while I was out of my body, I dealt with two specific orbs in, you know, their energy. And a lot of people that I do, that, you know, take pictures of energies, you'll get orbs sometimes. You know, the spirit comes in and the orb, that's just your soul. That's the orb, is really the true body and the true form of who you are. And so I was, you know, I didn't feel my body. I didn't feel like I was walking around. I just went to the ceiling. And there I was having this, not verbally, but having conversations through the thoughts with these orbs that were at the top of the ceiling in the room that I was being, you know, worked on. And it was an amazing experience, and I got a tremendous amount of information about why we're here, what goes on while we're here, what do we go through all this for. Any of you who don't have the magazine, Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine, delivered somewhere close to you so that you can pick it up, go online and read my article that I wrote a little bit about what I'm talking about today, and you can get a little bit more insight, and I'm going to have part two of that article, Into the Light, it's called, talking more about what happens, you know, and, you know, when you've passed on, and what goes on over there, and how to get into, you know, that, you know, when you're connecting with the other side, how do you get into that space and be able to communicate with spirit. But so I wrote about that. You can go online, bodymindspiritguide.com, and you can read it just like you're holding in your hand. Everything's virtual these days. So just like ebooks, you can, you know, look at our magazine, Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, and you can also see back issues, and it's wonderful, you know. So don't, you know, miss that, and that's a wonderful way to learn about so many things. There's so many wonderful topics and writers in Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, and I happen to have an article, like I said, this last month in March, and also I will have for April, a part one, part two article dealing with Into the Light, which is what we're going to talk about here today. I will be taking calls. I will be, you know, doing psychic mini readings, and but I just want to get a little bit more into this topic so that you understand, you know, what it is that happens a little bit. I tell you, this has been an amazing time. I have a practice in Novi, Michigan. I say that because there's many people all over the world that listens to our show. And, you know, it's amazing to me how many people have come in and we're dealing with death. Somebody had just passed on. But we're dealing with a lot of suicides lately, including in my own family, just in this last month. And it's you wonder why. Why do people, you know, feel that sad? And so I want to talk a little bit about what happens when you pass on through that way, or what happens when you pass on in a way that you don't even know you're gone. It happens so quickly. So, you know, whether it's an accident, somebody took your life, or whatever. What happens to these spirits? What happens in the other side? Because we just think of the other side, we just think there they are, they're here, they're physical, and they're in energy. But there's many shades of dimensions within that process. And so I'd like to talk about that a little bit as well. But, you know, when I was in my own death experience, I had these orbs, as I was starting to tell you, and they gave me a tremendous amount of information. Now, I was 33 years old. I had a two-year-old son, it was, you know, everything you want to be alive for. You know, it just, you know, I'm young. I have a young child. I also had a beautiful daughter, but she was 14. And so you say, you know, you're fighting to live the life. But it was an interesting experience, which I will detail in my book when it comes through. And I just felt, you know, just totally connected from those physical, you know, connections, or, you know, being the mother, being the wife, being, in my life. It's, and when I was talking with these spirits, again, talking within just like a thought process that was information coming in and out, I didn't feel sad. I wasn't feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm dead, I gotta find my way back. And, it was, I knew that as my children were, we were spirit, and it would be no different than when I was in that experience than I dropped my kids off at school. And, and I'm, you know, off doing what I have to do. It's hard to explain, and I hope I will do it well in the book, but it is an experience where you no longer see us as spirit, as little babies, then children, and then adults, and then aging. You are just a soul. A soul with an accumulation of lifetimes, an accumulation of knowledge that is, and you know that they're going to be okay because they are. Just like if you met a friend and you know they have distress in their life, you know they're going to be okay. You send them love and you move on. It's a strange experience. But the knowledge that they gave me about why we go through this process was an amazing thing. And I held a seminar after I got out of the hospital. I was in a hospital for 6 months. I had just many different things going on. I held a seminar. And I didn't have the internet back then. It was in 1986. Everything was snail mail. So I put out, a few cards from my clients. I was very big in the media in that time. I was on all the radio and TV shows. And, I had a nice clientele and list. But it's still nothing like the internet, And I got out a few hundred invitations to come to the seminar. And I thought, I'll have a couple hundred people show up. What I had was thousands that showed up, didn't know where they came from, how they heard about it. But see, this is how the universe works. And when you have something that the universe wants you to share, it's out of your control. They will be there. It's like they say, build it and they will come. And that's exactly what happened. And I even had the fire marshal come in and turn a lot of people away. I was allowed eventually, after they opened up the ballroom, to accommodate about 1,500 people. I had to have this seminar a few more weekends to be able to help the people that were turned away from the fire marshal. But going back to the room when I had passed on in the hospital room, my Dr. Michael Seward, and I say his name because he was an amazing man, and we had wonderful talks, and he had seen this kind of thing before, but finally revived me. He saw the mist, the energy, enter back into my body, right at the core of my body, and he was fascinated, and I woke up with a big smile on my face. And I remember him, as I looked up at him, and he said, "How can you be smiling?" Because, of course, I was beaten up quite a bit with him trying to bring me back to life. And I said, "Because I swam in the love of God." And he was fascinated. So anyway, I was put into, an observation room, and he came to my bedside the next day and sat down and said, "Tell me, what did you see? What happened?" And that's how my story unfolds in my book. And I told him, and interesting, he said that he had other people, talk about that. And when he, because he had seen the mist coming in and out of people that he had worked on, because doctors are always dealing with death. Of course, they're trying to save our lives, but sadly, they have to deal with, death, and they had no control over it. So, that's an important thing. Now, all these years, and from the time I went through that experience, and especially at that time in the 80s, early 90s, they did a lot of shows, especially In Search Of, Leonard Nimoy, bless his soul, he has passed on now, did a lot of In Search Of's. And one of the things that they covered was death experiences. And almost everybody they interviewed, plus they had these whole shows dealing with people walking into a tunnel, saying hello to relatives, to Jesus, to whomever they related to in their spiritual or religious world. And they always walked in a tunnel. And because I did not have a tunnel open up to me, I felt, oh, I didn't have that experience. I was almost embarrassed by that. Why didn't I have that experience? What happened? Why did I have the experience that I had? Well, fast forward up to, I think it was last year, I read a book by Dr. Alexander, and he's a neurosurgeon, and he had had a death experience, you know, not exactly like mine, but he had the same kind of experience I had, which was that he had orbs, these energy orbs, meet him and communicated and took him on a journey, and he ended up writing about. But the most fascinating thing of all in this time is they're starting to learn about the brain. And this neurosurgeon had this amazing experience. And Dr. Amen, Amen, he started to map the brain. And he was on Dr. Oz last year, I think it was back in October. And he mapped the brain of a psychic. And he can see now where the psychic energy and in the brain, what part of the brain is being used and what part of the brain is being shut down. The beta brain, or that front block, you know, that reasoning part of our brain, shuts down when a psychic is tuned in to you. We all have the ability. You know, it's just that some of us are more open to being able to shut down that reasoning, thinking aspect of that beta brain and be able to go into that theta or even possibly delta level of the brain so that we can tune in and pass through that thin veil of this existence in the physical world and in the energy existence in the spiritual world. And it's amazing now that they're seeing this and they're actually, you know, categorizing it. And with that, you're finding that doctors, in fact, I was watching The Doctor's Show the other day, and they brought in a psychic medium, and it wasn't to pick on them, because, you know, psychics are used to that challenge. They were there to embrace this and allowed the psychic medium to tune into their audience and be able to help people with talking to people that have passed on their loved ones through this medium. Because the medium or psychic medium is able to see through the veil and feel and sense, and, you know, every medium picks up a little differently, but they're able to go through that veil and see and hear and sense what the people that are in energy want to say to the people that are in physical. And so it's amazing. But what I love, what we always thought is people that were the most skeptical, scientists, doctors, so on, are validating us, you know, the psychic medium, because they can now quantify it. You know, they can, you know, put, you know, measure it, look at it, and it amazes them. It's just another amazing part of who we are. And that's another thing I'm putting into my book. Who are we and why are we in this experience? And it's an amazing thing. So in this show, and I will be getting to the calls. I know we have many people online would love a reading, and I will be getting to that. But I just want you to know that we have, all of us, we have that ability. And some of you will tune in accidentally almost to the other side through a dream. Sometimes you just sense them in your home the energy of the person that may be trying to come through. It doesn't have to be even a relative that recently passed. Sometimes I'm sitting doing a reading with someone, and it's somebody that passed on 20 years ago that's coming through, and they'll say to me, my client in front of me, they'll say, well, she passed on or he passed on 20, 30 years ago. Why do they come through now? It's not that they're stuck. Some are, but they have something they needed to say, and they finally have somebody there who is interpreting. It's kind of like you're living in a country where you don't understand a word anybody says because they're speaking a different language. So you're oblivious to what it is, but they're trying desperately to communicate with you. Well, that can happen in spirit. You don't listen, you shut them off, you're fearful, you're whatever your issue is with allowing yourself to tune in to them and let them say their piece. You know, they hang on trying, you know, because time isn't the same over there anyway. I mean, 20 years can pass for us here in the world, in the physical world, but that may seem like 20 days to the spirit. So they're coming through because they need to say something to you. So when you're sitting with an intuitive, a medium, you know, you're able to then have somebody be the interpreter. And that's what a good psychic medium does. They're interpreting. And now the spirit feels, you know, vindicated and, oh, I can say what I need to say now. I have this interpreter. So then I can give the information to the client. And now the spirit, if they feel that's all they needed and they got that done, now they're able to move in to another level or another dimension of their life. I talked about in my article in the Body, Mind, Spirit March edition 2015 about people or souls that are stuck. You know, they're sometimes stuck in different dimensions. And it's not a bad thing. Some in time loops. And many of you, I'm sure, you're paying attention to things. You find people in time loops, souls that sometimes it's residual energy, and that soul might have gone on, but the trauma of whatever might have happened leaves that signature. That's one explanation. So they just kind of go through a constant, you know, reliving of that one event. Or some are actually spirit reliving the same event in a time loop. And they're the hardest souls to connect to have them realize, hey, you've moved on. You don't have to go through this trauma. And move them into spirit. My family and I were driving through, Gettysburg, and the Civil War, of course, was a very traumatic war. And I had no intentions. It was a family thing. You know, we weren't going there specifically to tune into anything. But, you know, when you're psychic, it just happens. And I'm driving down the road, and all of a sudden, I said to my husband, stop. Stop the car right now, because I saw a spirit walking across the road, and went and ducked into a ditch, which was a kind of a ravine at the side of the road. And it's like, what's wrong? I was worried you were going to hit that guy. But it took me a little while, and you know, without going into the whole story, to say, you know, this was a spirit that was caught in a time loop, and that whole area. I mean, I didn't know all the little nuances of what went on the property. But at the time we thought, oh, wow, you know, I saw spirits everywhere. And so we stopped and I started telling all the stories, and all these souls were, you know, not talking to me as much as I was sharing the story of what I was seeing them do in this time loop to my husband at the time. And, you know, that helped them. Because they were recognized, and then I was able to meditate and try to reach into their spiritual, existence, even though they thought they were physical, and help them move on. But we went to a museum after I had this experience, and you know, a lot of the things that I felt and these souls were reliving wasn't documented in this museum, but I talked to museum staff. And some of the things that I was saying, they said, oh, yes, that's not displayed. But and then I ended up being allowed to look at notes and letters and other things from, you know, family and the experiences that were written down from other people that witnessed this trauma that these souls went through, and realized that that was real. That was an actual experience that I was privileged to see unfold, just like if you're watching a movie. And I was, you know, participating by being in the audience. But just like in a movie, you can't reach into the screen and touch them or interact with them or even communicate with these souls because they're caught in a time loop. And so these are the toughest people or spirits to move into the light and to get them to move on. And that's why there are, you know, other people that are mediums that see that maybe as just residual energy. Now the soul might have left and missed this constant loop of the trauma. And that's true. But there are other, you know, spirits going through that time loop that are more spiritually connected to that, and they, you know, into that time, that trauma, that aren't leaving. They're just caught, and they go over and over and over again, and they're not and they're not able to move into the next level. And so it's a wonderful thing to be able to finally release them and get them to move on. I was only able to release a few people out of that time loop when I was there. Spiritual people, and so it's just something that it's kind of like, I guess, if you look at people in the physical world that we live in that are very stubborn, and you know they're caught into their understanding of how it is, whatever that is, and they just keep doing things over and over and over again, even if it's not something that brings them joy or happiness. But they can't, no matter how much people talk to them, no matter how much somebody tries to bring them to an understanding of, you don't have to be in this situation, you can move on, you can live a good life, they just go right back to the same pattern. And that's what happens in spirit. The same thing. It's like they can maybe for a moment come out of that, but they'll go right back into that trauma. So it's a fascinating thing. I mean, I'm just so pleased, you know, that the world is starting to see that we are more than just physical. And the brave psychic mediums of their time, before people really got them, were painted with a reputation that they were just making it up, or they weren't really tuned in, because there were, unfortunately, people that took advantage of people that had lost a loved one and would give false information, or, you know, we've all heard about it from the Houdini years when he was trying to, you know, investigate whether or not any of this was truth. And, you know, just because people do that doesn't mean that there isn't truth in the fact that we all have tuned into the other side, whether we know it or not, because we're part of the other side. We do it through our dreams. We do it through our waking hours. We do it when we just talk to someone who's passed on and we can feel their presence, you know, just talking to them, just like you're talking to a friend. You know, we touch that because we're just swimming in the waters of the physical world, but there's just a very thin veil between that and the energy world. Or, you know, and it's like, it's only our fears and our choices that prevent us from allowing that door to be wide open and be able to tune in and talk to and help those that have moved into the physical, the spiritual world from the physical world. So anyway, it's a lot to put into a show, and our show is unfortunately very short, and I know that we have many people online, and I want to get to some of our readings. I am Wendy Powers, and I am going to be taking calls. I also have a practice at Novi where you can go to my website, wendypowers-clairvoyant.com and read more about me, and also have information about where my office is located. And you could also call to make an appointment. I do one-hour readings there in my office, but I also do phone readings. Again, just like you can tune in to someone on the other side or be in that energy, I can tune into an energy here on the radio. I don't have to have you in front of me, as well as do a phone reading. Anybody in the world that wants a reading, I can tune into them through the phone. I'm very often asked, is it better when I'm, you know, they're in front of me, or, you know, do they get a quality reading? Remember, this is the full 1 hour reading and focus just on that person. If I do a phone reading, I have found that they're equally the same, except on a phone reading, you don't have that person sometimes looking at you or quenching or, you know, whatever, so that distraction. So you're just in the energy. And all I ask from my person that I'm doing a reading on is their name. You know, I'll know their name and, of course, their phone number and their city that they're living in. And I'm tuned right into them, and I let my psyche just unfold whatever is going on in their life. And it can be something that's going on, you know, that they didn't even realize was a problem. You know, and then, of course, we go to future. But, you know, it just comes through me. They don't have to ask the question. They call me troubled, and it just comes through. And then I'm able to give them their life path that I just had the privilege of tuning into and put the light on that path so that they can make better choices or accept the choices that they're into and realize that it's going to be okay. So that's the role of the psyche. And but so a phone reading versus an in office reading, it's all the same. The one thing that they miss when they do a phone reading is a hug. I love hugging my clients and give them a, you know, loving energy when I give them a hug. So, but know that you can do either. So I know we have listeners from all over the world, and, you know, it's important to realize that we can, you know, tune in that way you can as well. Those of you who are listening to the show, you're able to tune in as well. You all get that little voice. You get something telling you things in your life all the time. So it's not magic. It's just that you haven't allowed yourself to embrace it, trust in it, believe in it, and turn it on and turn it off. That's one thing I was lucky to be able to go through a course. It was called Silver Mind Control back in 1976, I believe. And I was able to put that safeguard in, because when you have all that energy coming at you, it can just drive you a little bit crazy. So I was able to learn how to turn it on, turn it off, and tune it up. And I love that. And so if you have an opportunity to get into a psychic development class, whoever may be teaching it, definitely do that. It's just fine-tuning, you know, your psyche that is a natural part of who you are. Everybody, it's a natural part of who you are. It's just a skill that some people just, you know, out of fear usually don't want to, you know, kind of fine-tune. And, you know, usually I find the most psychic people are the ones most fearful of, you know, learning how to control it or, you know, learning more about it, because they get the stuff and they're coming at them and it causes them anxiety. Hey, you know, it's better to train it, learn how to turn it on and off, and have some control over it and be able to use it for good and bring you peace instead of being anxious about it. But if you want to call to make an appointment with me, it's 248-826-8255, and that's my business line. And, you know, and I'll set an appointment with you. And like I said, it's an individual one-on-one reading, whether it's on the phone or in my office, and I will get into your life in it. You know, here on the radio, we can only get into a few seconds, and or a few minutes, I should say. So it's not going to be as detailed. But again, 248-826-8255. And, you know, we can set those appointments up for you. So we're going to go to the phone lines, and I know we have many people that are online. And I'm going to go to, I think, is Michael?
This is. How are you?
Hi, Michael. Oh, I'm fine. Just trying to get organized. Sometimes the psychic brain has trouble handling the studio. where are you calling from, Michael?
I am in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Ah, one of my favorite places. Okay, well, let me tune into what's going on with you. Interesting. Did you move not too long ago? I mean, because
it'll be 2 years. It'll be 2 years in April from Metro Detroit area as well.
Oh, you were in Detroit. Okay, because I could feel the move in this, because Arizona wasn't someplace you grew up in, and I knew that you just moved there a couple years ago. So, okay, with that in mind, you also have some issues that you're trying to, it's like you're trying to work through a business that, you know, to bring you, you know, better finances, obviously, but you're trying to work on a separate project. You know, it's not like just going to work, but, you know, work on a project that will make you more money. And did you just recently learn about investments, or you were working on something about the market or the investments, or there was something that you were learning about? And I thought this is not a job. This was just something that was going to be something for you to learn more, to make more money. Okay. It's interesting. You got a lot going on around you. So this other job or this other business, were you working on that when you were in Michigan as well?
Yeah, it kind of started the learning process of that. Started when I was in Michigan and did some training, and then now I'm kind of confident on my own to kind of, you know, some of the mentors and teachers have pushed me forward to say, you need to start doing this.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm looking at it started here, and then now you're able to go at it full force. And you're trying to, and I don't mean to be negative in saying trying, but you do kind of you get busy, and I find that you don't put as much focus on it as you should. But the amazing thing is that you're on the threshold of doing extremely well financially. It's not that we're in trouble, but it's and you know this is going to be a very good year for you. It didn't start out real great, but you're going to find that in 2015, these efforts that you're putting forward is going to make make the pattern for consistent and good income, which will be very 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 good. And you're going to do some teaching along with it.
Interesting.
So yeah, and that will help you again with income, but it will help you further yourself. Because in teaching we learn more in teaching than we do as a student. But you're going to be doing some teaching, and that will bring about focus on making your money through your business. So it's not about the students so much as it's about your ideas of perk up, but more importantly, the connection that you have with a wider base of people that you need to have for your business. And that's what I feel you're going to be doing. And you're helping them tremendously. And, again, I keep going back to finances and part of what we may be helping people with. But you're really in tune, and you have an amazing intuition yourself. Really, you do. And, we talk a great deal. About
that's
it.
One of the businesses.
Okay, that makes sense, because I can see you sitting, talking to people, but letting spirit come through you. And you're very, very good at it. It's just there. So and so you're in a wonderful place. It's probably why you're there in Arizona and you're a vortex, you know. But it you're writing something yourself. But I see what you're going to end up doing is writing an ongoing kind of blog or magazine or something of that sort versus just a book. You know, you're going to be blogging or, you know, that's, you know, the new magazine, you know, article. But, but that will help as well. But,
oh, interesting.
You know, yeah, and that's what you've been struggling with. What else do I do to get myself going forward with this? And
yeah.
So that's what you do. You've got to reach your audience. You've got to hold a class. You've got to, that'll help. You're going to blog. You're going to put yourself out there, and then you're going to be teaching as well. But you have, like you say, more than one business here. But it's all going to coincide with your reaching out to people. Just getting them to know about it. It's kind of like what I said a little earlier, and, you know, I stole that from the movie, Build It and They Shall Come. and that's what you're trying to do right now. You're going to be okay, Michael. I have to wrap up our little mini here. But it really is a good move. It is that you are financially going to survive and you're going to thrive. It's just you have to get focused and you have to get yourself more exposed.
Yep. And you're the second person this week. Even a friend of mine who's a military shrink kind of just said when we're coming back from Sedona, build it. She's like, and she doesn't really give messages or anything like that. She just happens to be empathic, but just said, build it and they will come. So you're the second person this week that kind of said that. So
well,
that's awesome.
Stay well, Bex. The universe is speaking to you. And, so listen. And follow that inner voice with you with confidence. And like I said, the only thing that keeps us back, you know, held back on anything is anxiety and fear. Am I doing the right thing? Remember, you know, meditate and allow it to flow through, even if it seems like you're not ready to do whatever. Just let
right.
it flow through and then take those steps, you know, it's the most interesting thing. It's kind of like riding a bike, you know. It's like you need somebody to hang on and guide you, and then next thing you know, their hands are off the bike and you're riding. And that's what you have to realize, you know, you're right there, you know this.
Yep.
But you have to reach the people. You will, and this is going to be an excellent year for you because you've decided. You've made
yes.
a decision going forward, and congratulations on that, Michael. But
thank
anyway,
you. I'm looking forward to coming out of the closet because very few people know.
Because
I have been in the financial world, so that's probably
yeah.
why
oh,
it's going to be such
sense.
A shock.
That's what I kept feeling. That you deal with other people's finances, but you know the thing of it is, and I know exactly what you're saying. I do this all the time to the people that love me, is that I say, you know, oh, don't tell them I'm psychic. Because, you know, I'm out at an event or I'm like, don't tell them. I'm always anxious because people do, you worry about what they're going to think of you or what they're going to, you know, ask of you. And, you know, you get anxious. So
yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. But, you know, I'm learning to let go and be okay and proud of it because, you're helping people. The most important
exactly.
thing is we're helping people. And, you know, we've been given that gift for that. But anyway, my dear, we have to move on. And
it was a pleasure.
Thank you. And I know you're going to have a good time exposing that deeper side of you. You will find people embrace it.
Wonderful.
And now that, you know, the bad thing, though, I got to say this real quick. If they'll think that you psychically can deal with their finances and so when you don't always make them money, or they're going to go, oh, well, hey, I thought you were psychic. So don't be hard on yourself to be perfect with that. Separate those worlds, okay?
Exactly. Thank you so much.
All right, Michael. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so we're going to move on to, let me see, we have Carla.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for being patient, waiting online. And where are you calling from, dear?
I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, the only warm place on the planet right now.
That's warm.
Yeah, well, warmer than the rest of the world. We were supposed to go to some warmth here, but anyway, we're going to have a cold, a warm time here in Michigan. So anyway, let me tune in to you. I find that you're going through some real issues with work.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Have you actually thought about leaving your job? Because I see you in chaos emotionally and stress.
I am.
and so you're putting yourself in a position where you're thinking, I don't want to do this. It's causing you, and this is an unfortunate side effect of this kind of stress, it causes depression, and
mm-hmm.
it causes you not to feel confident to move on
mm-hmm.
because you've been going through this, and it can even make you sick after a while. So you don't want that to happen. So good for you to get control of it, because you've been making those decisions. Like, I'm not going to take it anymore. But you're worried about whether or not, now every time I look at your energy and I move it forward into the future, you still stay with this company, this
okay.
work that you're at. But
uh-huh.
the good thing is, and you know that, you have to stay, but it doesn't mean you have to put up with it, all the nonsense
right.
that's going on. And there does seem to be somebody that you're working with that is gone through some issues and tragedies in their own life, but it's going to start being, I guess, a little less combative.
Uh-huh.
But that's not somebody that you work directly with, but the decisions that are being made that affect you is being made by this person.
Okay.
And I think you know what I mean. And so
mm-hmm.
the good thing is that she, in fact, it should have already started, but you're going to find that she's going to calm down a little bit. She's going to get a little bit better focused on other things that are going on in her personal life, and which will make everybody's work life a little bit better. But there's a new person that is going to come in and take the role that I feel that she, was in. It's not that she's being promoted as much as
okay.
she's being laterally moved.
Okay.
And then this new person, it's a guy that comes in that seems to have better organizational skills, and also has a nice, not just a nice demeanor, but actually has a more sensitive and, caring, trying to be more helpful to everybody.
Yep.
So,
mm-hmm.
the biggest problem is that, this situation with this other woman, this anxiousness, this negative, the energy, has been, impossible to really function well under. So I do feel that means your money, your life, your being able to bring more money to you is
mm-hmm.
going to be better this year. So this is a good thing, but you're not completely through this. The big change takes place in June, but
mm-hmm.
where it really is good. I mean, but right now it's in the process of change, but
mm-hmm.
not completely, and it because you're still in the chaos. You're going to find by June, everything seems to be it's taking a big breath after a lot of, difficult things. And
mm-hmm.
and because the personnel changes and so on that take place here. But now all of a sudden you feel motivated. You're not in a sad place. You're not in a depressed place. you're motivated, things that all the things that you did to try to make your money are starting to be realized, and now you're able to get out there and have a good year. Doesn't mean you won't do okay before June, but in June it becomes not effortless, but less effort. More things come to you. You're making money. This is a good thing. It's not a time to move jobs. It's just a time to allow yourself to have a different focus and be able to have this other person that's going to bring a positive, you can do it energy, you know, a change, absolutely.
This agent, well, I'm with an agency, and that's what it is. I've been with this agency 5 months, and he's not doing anything, and I just kind of felt like maybe I should change or switch agencies because I'm here and I'm really not making any money.
Well, you can do that, and that's probably what I kept feeling it, but there's also going to be a change within the person that is in control of the agency, because I could feel money coming in more from, you know, commission and stuff, and that's why it's not a consistent salary type income you're getting. And that's why I felt the money will come in greater abundance after June when this change takes place. You can work for the same company but change agencies with it, you know, within it. You know what I mean? It's like you can, but right, I see that, you know, but I don't know. I'm going to just say what I feel. You know, things are going to change within the place that you're in now, and you're going to make money. The personnel changes, there's going to be new strategies, more positive, upbeat. New things are going to take place. Hang in there. They're already in transition, but you're going to be making much more money, you know, especially during after June. But you're, if you decide you need to absolutely 100% change, you're going to be in the same business, and I even feel the same umbrella company, you know, that, but it's just maybe a different place you're doing business out of.
So
hang in there, hon. It's going to be okay. Well, bless you, and we have to move on. Boy, that time is going by so fast.
Really fast.
So, but you're going to have a much better year financially than you realize. So you take care.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, so we're going to move on. And again, for those that want a full one-hour reading with me, you know, please give me a call. And I will set you up with an appointment. And that number again is 248-826-8255. Or go to my website, wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. You can also Google me. And all you Google, make sure you type in psychic Wendy Powers, because there's other Wendy Powers up there doing all kinds of things. If you put in psychic Wendy Powers, it'll take you to the front pages of my website. So you'll be able to find me that way. And we're able to get into a full hour session with me. And so we'll go back to the calls. We have, let's see. We have Sharon. Hello, Sharon.
Hi.
Thank you so much for hanging in there. And
thank you.
Where are you calling from, Sharon?
Nebraska.
Nebraska. Oh. Okay. Let's tune into. Oh wow. You have like three spirits around you, not just one. Because it's like you've had a lot of people have moved on to the other side lately around you.
Right.
I'm just feeling tears. I'm sorry. And you have to realize, and I'll, again, this is hard for you, I know, but that, you know, it's like your brother did not feel that he was able to hang in there. And, you know, so what you're
looking at. My mother?
Brother.
No, I don't have a brother.
Right. You know, but I'm looking at the different people that have passed on around you.
Okay, but I've never had a brother, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just looking at. Then it must have been a man.
Son.
That passed. Okay, you have a son. I could see a man standing there
and my father.
Okay. Sorry, when you're tuning in like this, it's, you know.
My mother just passed the other day.
That makes sense. Your mother just passed because I could feel all these energies standing there, and then your brother, or not brother, your son, also, and because I could see the man standing there, and then your mom, and you know, and you have it's the
My
hardest
dad.
Thing for you, and your dad, yes, because I could see three significant spirits around you when I first tuned into you. That they're with you a lot. I mean, that's the interesting thing. You know, and especially your son, but your mom, she's really had a lot of struggle. And when she passed on, she wasn't really as ready as we might have thought she would be. She was fearful, you know, and just not ready. You know, so it's hard on you because you're feeling her around the house and you're feeling her energy.
I've been scared about her passing, you know, because if she's all right, because, you know, we weren't planning this.
No.
I had to let her go, you know, because
they were just
destroyed her.
Right, and she was so struggling, and she was in pain. And so you did the right thing. That's what she wanted you to know. But she wasn't ready to go, but she knew that you did the right thing. But in spirit, you have to realize, and I know because I've been through the death experience, she wants to talk to you. So sit and talk with her. And you know you can do that, okay? And you've been doing it. But she's not ungrateful. She's actually grateful that you are not suffering. You are not suffering with this decision that had to be made. You know, she wants you not to suffer with that decision. Do you understand?
Yeah.
She says, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm here. Just talk with me. And there's a lot more, and I'm sorry our show is wrapping up, but I want you, because I'm hearing the music, but I want you to know that she does communicate with you. And she came to you in a dream just recently, and she said, you have to realize I am here.
No,
and
I didn't have a dream.
Well, she said she tried to come through and just
saw
she was. Right. Okay, you did. All right.
And that's what I'm afraid of, is that I can't hear her, you know.
Yeah, see, that's your fear. Remember we talked about that earlier. The fear and anxiety of that tuning into the other side. So, you know, I mean, as a psychic medium, I can talk to her for you, and maybe if you'd like to come, you know, do a more in-depth reading, we'll do more of that. But sometimes it's just if you go into a quietness and just say, all right, I'm hearing you. I'll listen. And just take and be there, okay? But she wants you to know you made a good choice. Even though she didn't want to go, she was in a lot of struggle and a lot of pain, and you made the right decision. You know, that's all she wants you to know, okay? So anyway, sweetheart, I hate to scoot, but we have the show wrapping up. I hear the music. But do that. Try to just be quiet with yourself and don't be afraid. And so she can come and comfort you. Okay?
All right,
honey.
Thank you.
Bless
Bye.
You. All right. Bye-bye. Okay, we're unfortunately out of time. It's been a fascinating hour. And for those of you who are still on the line, I know it's all jammed with people. We didn't have a chance to get to. If you want a reading with me, you can call and set up an appointment. That's 248-826-8255, or go to my website, wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. It's been my pleasure to tune into you today and share with you a little bit of what goes on in the other side and how to get people into the light. Thank you, and God bless.